The Noob Corner, a bonus show for beginners on the Block Party Network with the host who thinks outside the block, Holy Bookworm!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Noob Corner. That's right, the noobiest show on the Block Party Network. I am your host, Holy Bookworm, the one and only, here to share with you today some really cool Minecraft stuff. Today, we're going to talk about non-Minecraft Minecraft. I know that sounds like a contradiction, but you'll understand what I mean in just a minute. Many people that you talk to will think that Minecraft's just a simple game where you just dig for blocks and you find things. And while that is certainly true, you dig and you find things, there's a lot more to that game that you can do than just digging and finding things. Because we all like mining and doing the grind, but sometimes you want to do something else with your time. So that's what we're going to talk about today. So one of the first things you can do is something I've talked a lot about, but kind of like playing Farming Simulator. Within Minecraft, you can make a farm, you can plant stuff, you can dig it, you can create food with it, you can do all these cool things, as well as fishing. You could have a fish farm if you wanted, right? There's all kinds of fun stuff like that that you can do. You can interact with Minecraft and literally just live in the world. Planting, farming, harvesting. It's just like the world of Minecraft, what you can do in the real world in the game. And it's so much fun. Don't dismiss the simplicity of real life things in Minecraft that you can do in game. Super fun. Number two, building buildings. Okay, you have a dream house. You've always been curious about what you could do some things with or what kind of two stones might look nice together. Minecraft, while it's not real world, you know, the same as what you'd see, it's a great way to build some things you maybe actually would be doing in real life or that you've always been curious about. We built many buildings and we're like, we would change this out for that. And as you play with it, you start to actually conceptualize what this could look like in the real world. It's a lot of fun. Be an architect and go build something. Number three, having adventures and exploration. Dude, just pick up your bed, take a few things with you, and go on an adventure. Go find different biomes. Go figure it out. When it comes dark, you sleep, you pick your bed up the next day, and go keep continuing on your adventure. Be a Boy Scout within Minecraft and just go have an adventure. We sometimes forget how simplistically fun that can be. Go see how long it takes you to find a polar bear. You know, how long will it take me to get to a jungle biome from where I am? Just have fun with it. Whether you walk or you fly, whatever it may be, go have an adventure. In Minecraft's an endless world. Go enjoy it. Number four, artwork. Now I know what you're thinking. Holy Bookworm. Minecraft and art, those two things don't necessarily sound like they should go together. But actually, you can do a lot of artwork in Minecraft that's really awesome. Take pixel art, for example. You can take pixel art and break it down into block form and then build it in Minecraft. We've done it several seasons over the years. It is awesome and epic and really, really fun. You can have fun with all kinds of stuff like that. Number five, mazes. Have you ever thought about building a maze in Minecraft? I know, it sounds amazing, doesn't it? Yeah, I just came up with that. It is. You can build really fun stuff to do in Minecraft. A maze is a great way to have fun building it, but then to have others come and do it and pass the time. It is a lot of fun. With that, you can also do just fun games that you can build in Minecraft to do. Make a haunted house or whatever. There's all kinds of things you can do to have fun within the game. It's like a game within the game. Number six, animal rides. Who does not like going for a ride on a horse or a pig or a camel or a donkey? In the real world, we pay money at zoos to ride some of these animals, which is silly. You can just go in Minecraft and hop on one and go for a ride. How fun is that? Because what's more fun than seeing the countryside than on a horse or a camel and enjoying the ride? Number seven, create a city. This is going to take you a little bit more time, but this is a long-term fun plan of a non-Minecrafty thing you can do. Create an entire city. Don't just stop with your house. Build a shopping center. Build a post office. Build a bank. There are so many things. Take what you see in the real world and impart it into your Minecraft world and have fun with it and be different with it. How many things in the real world could you build in Minecraft and make it realistic? It's super fun. Number eight. Have a green thumb and lots of pets that don't die. I don't know about you guys, but I don't have a great green thumb. I could probably keep some things alive, But there was a lot of things I'm never going to try because I just don't have that kind of capability. But in Minecraft, I can plant flowers and crops, and it's perfectly fine. It's not based on me and my merit of what I'm doing. It still grows and does what it does. Same thing with my pets. I have cats in Minecraft and no litter box to clean. It's a great relationship. So that's a very non-Minecrafty thing we forget about, but it's actually a lot of fun. And finally, number 9, you can work with your Minecraft friends to do so much more. You can create literally a world with others that makes it go even further than what you can imagine. And that's really part of the greatness of Minecraft, is that there are so many different options. You can play in survival or creative. You can play by yourself or with others. And all these things, like what I talked about today and more, that allow the game to be played in so many different avenues. That's why Minecraft's successful, and that's why everybody so loves it, is because there's just so much that you can do. It's not just a game about digging blocks. One of my favorite things in Minecraft, when we talk about non-Minecrafty things, is some of the things outside of the box. So I want to share you 2 quick things that were my favorite things that we've done over the years. And the first one is being the pixel art. So we have taken real pictures and put them onto block formation, and then we print that out, and then we get what we need. Typically, I use like wool is a really good building product for that. And I built, in the world we're playing in now, this giant Snoopy. Used black and white wool, and I made Snoopy. And let me tell you what, that is epic. It's in the entrance when we come into our town and our shopping district. That's what welcomes you, is Snoopy. And every time I see it, I smile. And I've had so many people be like, that's so fun and it's so big. But it doesn't have to be Snoopy. You can build so many things and make it look like artwork or a statue or something important. And it is a great way to bring art into there. And it's just really cool. And I have a lot of fun with that. We had someone build a fox in ours this year, and that came out beautifully, to have a giant fox in there. The other thing I wanted to share with you is that something I love about Minecraft is what we've done is, in our worlds, we've created districts of, like, we have a shopping district and all these things. Somebody one year built like a Chick-fil-A kind of a building, right? Super fun. We built a Walmart type of a thing. We had a post office. That has been one of the greatest joys, is actually creating that atmosphere of an entire world that you can be a part of. And that's something I don't think I would have ever necessarily thought about if I didn't have the community of people around me. But it became something I really like to do. And now you can go to our shopping district and we can shop and you can buy stuff from other people from what they've gathered. But also you can see these neat builds of what people have done and created. And it's just a lot of fun. I highly encourage you to do that if you haven't done it before. It's a great way to enjoy playing the game of Minecraft. Well, now that we've gotten through all that, it is time for the best part of the show. Holy Bookworm's pun of the week. Parallel lines have so much in common. It's a shame they'll never meet. Okay, that was a great math joke there. I really like that one. All right, thank you guys so much for being part of our podcast. Without you, this podcast has no point. So thank you very much. Be sure to check out theblockpartymc.com for more Minecraft-related content, how you can help us on there, and things you can do for our Block Party Network and keep us up and running and all those good things. I hope you guys have a great day and a great week. Go play some Minecraft.